We are talking about the Stories of Life competition. This is the Stories of Life writing competition. And when people hear writing competition, essentially, like, I think immediately we just go to, I'm not an author, I'm not a writer.
Yeah.
But this is a competition for anyone and everyone.
That is such a good point, actually, because you're right. It's not for authors, it's for storytellers.
Mm.
And everyone tells a story. I'm going to see, which school? Torrens Valley Christian School tomorrow.
Yep.
I have to be up early and chat with them and look responsible.
Yep.
Talking to their writing kids about storytelling. And the fact that every single thing in the world is a story.
Mm.
Everything is a story. You can't exist without telling stories.
Yeah.
So you might not be a novelist. You might not be an author. That's fine. But you are a storyteller.
We do it in everyday life, and we do it through lots of different ways.
Tell it to yourself. You tell people. Mm. You even just everything is storytelling. So telling a story of faith and testimony, this is what Life FM and Tabor and a whole bunch of other people, we got together 10, 11 years ago now and wanted to encourage people to get good at telling your story. So this, you can't see everyone, but let me just hold up. That's the 10th one, Turning 10. This is the one we did last year.
Yes.
So this was the 10th edition. We're doing number 11 and we're looking for people to tell their stories. It's really easy to do. You just work out, you just think about what is the most thing in your life that you want to tell people about and you don't know how, that's fine. That's what June is for.
Yes, and we're in June now.
That's why we invented June. June is Feedback Month. And the competition, actually, the entries close on the 31st of July.
Okay.
But for the next month, all through June, you can write a story and send it in to storiesoflife.net. And we've got some professional writers. In fact, all of the three people who are doing it, Dr. Cooper, James Cooper, my mate, Julia Archer, and Paula Vince, who are also my friends. But they're all published authors, so they know what they're doing. They know how to write, and they love helping people write better. So you send your stuff in. One of them will look at it and go, this is great. Maybe you could do this, or that's excellent. How about this? And maybe move that way. You've got, you know, what we all do with the story, we try and tell too many stories at the same time. You know, all the little things that we do wrong the first time.
This is a thing, though, because it's only 1,500 words, isn't it?
Yep.
That's the longer one. Isn't the shorter one even shorter?
There's a shorter one, 500 words.
500 words, which would be so difficult for me. When I was in high school.
To write shorter or longer?
To write shorter.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, every assignment needed to be culled by like 1,000 words.
Because
I just go on and on and on. Yeah. And I can't avoid doing that. So being concise is it's difficult.
It is. It
in
is.
Writing.
And these folk, all of us as writers, we know we've been there, done that.
Yeah.
And so they're really, really good editors and will help you to do that in a loving kind of way. I actually got an email this morning, just speaking on the length, it says, good morning. I have submitted my 500 words short story to Feedback Month. How wonderful to receive feedback. Thank you. Do I wait to receive feedback before I submit the entry payment? Yeah, you do, because it's free. The feedback is free. When you get your feedback back, you might decide, and this happens, we might have said, and be honest, some of the stories are really heartbreaking. Some of the stories are just so, you know, they're so raw.
Very heavy, yeah.
And there's been one or two stories when I've been doing the feedback and I've said, to be honest, you're not really ready to tell this story, are you? You know, because they're hiding too much behind it. And that doesn't work in a story. It's got to be real. And so we've actually said, you know, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Think about it.
And
give yourself a year just to live and then tell the story. So that's often, that will sometimes, rarely, that'll be a bit of the feedback. Mm. It might be, you don't have to pay for it until you submit it into the actual competition.
Okay.
And that's when you pay $15, I think.
I was going to say, what is the fee?
Yeah, $15.
$15, okay. Because it's very rare in life to have an opportunity to have three published authors look at a piece of work of yours.
Okay, yeah.
And even if you're not pursuing a career in writing, like, just, it's such a cool opportunity, as is being part of the competition, potentially having your work published in an anthology.
Absolutely.
Like, that's pretty special.
One of the fun things has been seeing so many of these writers sort of give it a shot and go, hey, I can do this. And then actually some of them come and study with us, some of them go on to publish other books and other stuff.
Yeah,
it's great. It's a real inspiration. It's
and
great
I
fun.
Imagine for many of them, writing was not something that they had planned to do with their life.
It was many of us, all of us, it's something that scares us.
Yeah.
Because to put what you want down on paper, and this is why you haven't done it yet, I reckon.
I've started, though.
Oh, have you?
I have.
Is it scary?
It is scary, and that's probably why I haven't finished it.
For everybody else in the world, what's scary about it?
Being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And being raw, and I think it makes, particularly if your story is something that is, like you said, there's a lot of heartbreak in the world.
Mm.
If your story is hard to relive, you're reliving it when you're writing it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's making it real again.
Yeah.
And that can be really
hard. That can be painful. And there is narrative therapy is a therapy that they use. This is not narrative therapy. So that's why I say sometimes it's good to leave it for a while and then come back and write a different part of the story, perhaps.
Yes.
But you're right. If you write a story for Stories of Life, it'll be because it's something you're passionate about.
Mm.
And if you're passionate about, you're scared about it.
Yeah.
Because it can hurt you and it can make you vulnerable. Yes, so that's absolutely true.
There's also just this underlying fear subconsciously of what other people are going to think.
I don't think that's subconscious at all.
Well, yeah, maybe not. Yeah. But, you know, like.
So true, yeah.
But just in general. People are going to be reading this and they're going to be potentially judging the way it's written or what I've been through and how I handled that situation. It's being so authentic. There's nowhere to hide.
Yeah. But it's also so authentic and so real that it's not a lie. I think people don't mind vulnerable. Mm. I mean, a really, really good song will come from the heart, for example.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brilliant music that you play here, and a lot of the really good songs are very, very vulnerable. And if you were to imagine the person sitting down and telling you that story, that's a story, that's really, but you put it into music and it's okay, you know.
Yes.
But I think we're afraid more than we need to be.
Yes.
People want us to tell the truth.
Yeah, yep.
And that's
they
why,
need us to.
Exactly. And that's why if you hide behind it, it doesn't work because they know you're lying and nobody likes being lied to. But stories that are honest and truthful are stories of faith and testimony, whether you want them to be or not.
Yeah.
And that is so cool, yeah. So this month, all of June, write your stories. Go to storiesoflife.net. There is a little thing on the front page that says Feedback Month, and you can just click it there and send your story in.
How long does the feedback take to come through, or does that depend? Like, are we waiting, like, a couple of weeks? Or
No.
It'll be much quicker than that.
It generally is much quicker than that.
Okay.
I mean, we say, you know, give it a week, but most of us are very, very keen to read the stories and go, no, this was brilliant, go, you know.
Fantastic.
So you're sending passionate stories to a bunch of people who are just as passionate about your stories as you are. So there is nothing to fear.
Yeah.
Except
fear itself.
No, not doing it. Not doing it.
I was like, going to hit us with a cliche right at the end.
What are you, a movie trailer? Yeah. That's good. It's going to be brilliant.
So good. So the website again?
Is storiesoflife.net.
Okay.
That easy. Everything you need to know is there. There's tips on how to write stories.
Fantastic.
There's all the everything you need. In fact, there's even probably little photos of you up there, Maz.
Oh, well, there we go. That's great.
Oh, everyone should go there then.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much for having me in here, and I look forward to reading more stories. I look forward to reading yours.
Can we, at the end of the process, once the next anthology has been published, can we read a few excerpts on air?
I reckon that would be fine. We actually used to have people reading their whole stories out that Life FM was playing. That was brilliant. Yeah. That's a really good
idea. Let's do it.
Because we have a book launch and everybody who's in the book is there.
Yeah.
I could actually get a few of them to record their own.
That would be incredible. That would be amazing. They can come in the studio. Yeah. Look, let's talk.
We'll talk.
Let's talk.
Uh-oh.
That website once more.
Storiesoflife.net. Okay.